Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJAN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by again.
Well, Coach, we'll start off just to touch on last week there on the road against Kemper Catholic, a game that was tight for a half, and then some early mistakes to start the second half, and it just seemed like that kind of snowballed for the guys. There were a lot of mental errors that were made the rest of the way, and that's stuff that you got to try to correct and avoid.
Yeah, definitely a tale of two halves there. Kind of just one big play in the first half that Kemper busted through. It was 65 yards, something like that, run. So for the most part, defense was playing well. We got a pick late. We kind of didn't execute on a fake punt. And overall, offense was moving the ball, but then it seemed like we'd have one hold, or we opened up the wrong way on a dive, or our fullback went the wrong side. Just some small things like that that kind of kept going and snowballed, like you said, in the second half, where then we ended up with three or four picks there, and kind of didn't set ourselves up in a good field position or a good kind of game plan there, where we're trying to chuck in the rain and kind of came down late. And just Kemper did a good job of doing what they do best and running the ball and playing good defense.
Yeah, they make a play early to get an interception that sets them up for a touchdown right away there in the second half. And then not long after that, I think, was when you had the misconnection on a punt attempt, too, that gave them a short field. So it just seemed like, you know, what kind of could go wrong was going wrong. And it's always tough when that's going on. Do you feel like your guys have maybe been able to start to put that behind them and move on here to this next week?
Yeah, for being such a weird week with Labor Day going on, JV game on a Tuesday, kind of just having not everybody together till Wednesday, the kids have done a great job. Spirits are still high. We've played two really good teams. We're going to play a third really good team, but I think we're battle-tested. I think we're ready that our non-district schedules set us up for success, and we've seen a lot of what good teams can throw at you. So I think we'll be really well-prepared and hopefully battle-tested for this week three game.
Yeah, you're turning around here and facing a Hawkeye 10 opponent here in Shenandoah this week at the Trojan Bowl. And I guess, like you said, you know, the spirits are up. And I'm sure when you get a matchup against a team that you're familiar with and maybe you feel like you know can go out there and compete with, it's got to get you fired up and ready to get back out there on your home field.
Yeah, an old district opponent from the years past. Shenandoah is doing a great job. The Cotton kid seems like he's been around forever. I think he's a four-year starter. So he runs hard. He's a physical, hard-nosed running back that they're going to do a good job. I think he's got like 33 carries on the year in two games. So he's definitely their bell cow, I think, the next like 6'5". So, I mean, it's no secret who they want to run the ball. And then the Harold kid out at wide receiver is a stud. He's only a junior, about 6'5", 220, runs like a deer, looks like a deer, can flat-out fly. I think he's got 15 or 16 receptions on the year. I think the next highest is like 6. So they definitely know who their studs are. They want to give them the ball, which it's a great game plan. It's smart. So we need to go do a really good job of keeping those two contained. And their quarterback likes to ad-lib, run, make some plays on the run that he's going to do a phenomenal job at extending those plays, and that's what really makes them dangerous.
Yeah, this is a Shenandoah team. You mentioned a couple of the guys that most people are probably familiar with the names. And then, of course, the quarterback, Nolan Mount, who's done a good job stepping in there. And, you know, maybe a little bit different look here from this Shenandoah team and just the fact that they like to throw it a little bit more than previous years. So they'll try to spread things out and you know, get guys involved that way by finding them some space. I guess, how do you attack that this time around?
I do believe they're going to throw the ball a lot more than Shenandoah has done in the past. They used to do their buck sweep where they pull both guards and run. I think we're going to see some of that still. I kind of want to think that some of those passing, those big numbers, are because they were down most of the game with Nottoway Valley. This kind of the ball didn't bounce their way early, and they responded and just chipped away and chipped away. And it speaks volumes to their character that there's no lead that they can't come back from, that they stuck around with their – an older group. They're got a lot of experienced guys on their side of the football that no lead is too big, that they're always going to think they're in a game. And that's what makes them dangerous. So I think they're going to throw the ball, but I wonder if some of it's kind of misleading stats that they're still going to get back to basics and they're going to feed Cotton the rock. And I think that's what we're really going to key on, is that run game, trying to stop the run.
Yeah, and like you said, that's, you know, got to be a little bit of a confidence-boosting type of win for them, the way that they were able to pull off that victory against a team that, you know, was coming off a pretty good win themselves in week number one there in Nottoway Valley. They picked one up over Mount Air early in the season. So, yeah, that was a good game, a good test for them. It gives them some momentum coming into this one. Now you have to find a way to counteract that, slow them down, and get yourself some positive energy early in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You're looking at, they're riding high. After a win, everybody feels a little bit better. Things are back on track, especially a comeback win. On the road, that they're battle-tested. They had a tough home game against a really good Mo Valley team. And then coming back with Nottoway Valley Orient Maxburg, that they came back from behind. They stuck in it the whole game. It was about, I think they took the lead to like the last quarter there, and never looked back. But it's a dangerous team that we got to find a way. Looking on the paper, 0-2. Not too close games, haven't scored a touchdown, that they're going to come in flying high and not think much of us. So hopefully we fly underneath the radar there and stick to what we do best and run the ball better.
Well, and you mentioned, just alluding it to there, you know, the kind of probably thing that's maybe the most tough to overcome from that week two game for you guys is that you had some opportunities but just haven't been able to get points on the board yet, and that certainly is something that can, you know, get you down a little bit if you're dwelling on it. But I know that you have guys that feel like they're able to take care of that and get into the end zone and start getting that ball rolling on offense. Have you felt like the guys have responded here this week to get that energy back?
Yeah, we played two really good teams. They're really defense focused, and I think that kind of leads to some of the struggles there, and being in a new offense-ish type of stuff with new guys all around that they're starting to settle in and really play better, play more as a team, play more as a unit. I definitely think we'll put some more points on the board than zero this week. Can only go up from here with that, and I think definitely going to be a point of emphasis is to finish a drive. We're getting there. We got down to the 20, the 30, but we just can't seem to punch it in, and we're moving the ball, not just about finishing those drives.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, you know, people want to look at it and just see the zeros. But, you know, sometimes in the game of football, it's, you know, like we always talk about, game of inches. Sometimes it's just not your night. And, you know, a little bit off here and there. And, you know, it sometimes that turns into an interception or a turnover for the other team. And, you know, a lot of things can stop a drive and prevent you from putting those points up on the board. So, yeah, I think, like you said, maybe you feel like you're not as far away that people might perceive it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. We were watching our film, going over it on Monday, and just discussing, like, hey, you know, it's 3rd and 3, but we open up the wrong way on, or our fullback went the wrong way on a dive. Well, hey, there's 3 yards. The hole was there if we go in the right spot. So instead of 3rd and 3, it's not going to happen. We had a 3rd and 4, ran a curl play. Garrett dropped it out there. If you catch it, it's a first down. So instead of, hey, we got a punt from inside our own 20. Hey, we have a first down. We're moving the chains. And then we had another play there where we had a holding penalty, ended up being 4th and 2. Well, if we didn't have a hold, that's 10 yards. That's an 8-yard gain. Just going back to those small mistakes that if we don't have those, if we don't have that, it's a totally different ballgame.
Well, and we've already talked here about how Shenandoah, we expect them to line up a little bit offensively. When you flip it to the other side, defensively, what are you looking at here from the Mustangs?
Different side of the ball, same kids. Harold's an outside linebacker, walk-up DN, whatever you want to call him. He's an athlete that they put in space. He's going to be a tough matchup when he wants to blitz, when he wants to come off the edge, because most of the time you're seeing a kind of a bigger, thicker kid, not a speed guy. So his speed rushing is definitely something we've been working on. Cotton sits in the middle of that defense, and they run a 3-3 stack where it all funnels, and it's hard to get to him. So he's going to be one of those guys that makes those tackles, that is going to fly around from tackle to tackle and try to get everything there. But it's definitely a defense that blitzes. They fly around. They definitely have to create pressure through blitzing guys. So they're trying to confuse us up front. So we've really worked on this week, passing off those blitzes, working on our pass pro, definitely communicating more as a group, and definitely talking it out as those 5 guys up front of, hey, somebody's got to come to the gap. They're not going to send 2 guys through a gap. And just communicating, keeping your heads up, and seeing where those blitzes are going to come from.
It seems to me, recalling the last couple of matchups here as well against this team, that's a lot of what it comes down to, is who's able to have some more success getting into the backfield and making the other team uncomfortable. Because you may look at it, and they're, you know, I remember them trying to throw the ball around Grant Sturm had a huge game picking off a bunch of passes against them, but it was more so the pressure up front that helped make that happen, you know, making bad decisions, throwing ball out there for guys to go get. So I'm sure both teams are looking to try to do that, to just disrupt things from the get-go.
Yeah, last year our D-line did a great job of creating that penetration, creating those problems. We had a D-end to pick a pitch off. Tasto picked one off and ran it for a while. Colin Molinex had a great game back there as well in the secondary, because if you only have 2 seconds to throw it, it's not as hard to know where it's going. The more time that they have back there, the more dangerous that they are. But we had a good job. Bodie Johnson had a good game. Brennan had a good game that week. And then we ran the ball pretty well up front with Bodie. Bodie, with our fullback game, did a great job running the ball. Corey had some good runs off the edge there that we were about one shoestring tackle away from really breaking it open with Corey here and there. But unfortunately for us, all those guys are gone. It's definitely something, new team, new energy that we got to create, and hopefully we can duplicate it with the same type of win percentage there, or effectiveness with new guys. And that's definitely the game plan going in.
Well, and I know you would like to see a great crowd there again to support the guys here at the Trojan Bowl. I know you're doing some special things as well to try to help support the Johnson family there in Shenandoah that suffered a tragedy. So nice to be able to have folks come out and support in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, we have a lot going on this game. The Johnson family, discussing that, going over that with Shenandoah, the tragedy that happened up there, just to discuss that it's bigger than football. It's not necessarily a Shenandoah versus Atlantic thing or a Kemper versus Atlantic, but it's a bigger thing that people really care, and it's a community. The football community takes care of one another, and that's definitely a point that we want to discuss and go over with them and have make sure that it's bigger than football. We have our first responders night. Definitely the guys that helped out, men and women that helped out with our fire that we had at the middle school, 9/11 being close on that day, discussing all of the importance of having those people, the value that they have in the community and in the bigger picture all around the world. That's another thing that we have that night. And then our 1970s team is back, the undefeated team that ran through state there. They're coming back to watch the game, to be at the new Trojan Bowl, to experience and see all that. So it's a lot going on for the kids and a lot of extra stuff that we need to really make sure that we are emphasizing focus on the game, that all this frosting, all this extra stuff is extremely important, and it's very, very good causes, but they need to make sure that they're focused on the game as well and really coming out and executing the game plan.
Yeah, so lots of reasons for folks to come out and enjoy the ball game, and I'm sure they're going to get a good one if they come out and watch it. Coach, we appreciate you taking some time again to talk to us.
Absolutely, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.